AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A ceasefire is in place, but Iran and Gulf neighbors are reporting new attacks. Vice President J.D. Vance in Hungary is describing the agreement as fragile and said the deal was being misrepresented within Iran.
They're lying about the nature of the agreement. They're lying about the nature of the ceasefire. And so you have just even within their system, and this is why I say this is a fragile truce, you have people who clearly want to come to the negotiating table and work with us to find a good deal. And then you have people who are lying about even the fragile truce that we've already struck.
Middle East expert Nomi Bar-Yakov in London says President Trump had to agree to Iran's terms.
We see that he has cornered himself. He's climbed up a very, very, very high tree. Oil prices were skyrocketing. Stock markets were plummeting. The support for him was waning by the minute. Calls for impeachments, calls for him to step down internally. And he needed a way out.
Pakistan said talks to seek a permanent end to the war could begin in Islamabad as soon as Friday. Israel backed the U.S. ceasefire with Iran, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the deal does not cover fighting against Hezbollah. Israeli strikes hit several dense commercial and residential areas in central Beirut. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 89 people were killed. Lebanon's social affairs minister Hanin Sayed says they want a seat at the negotiating table.
We're ready. President, Prime Minister have both indicated that, you know, this is, we are ready, and there's calls and efforts being made as we speak.
Long Island architect Rex Huerman pleaded guilty to murdering seven women and admits he killed another. Authorities in the Bahamas are searching for an American woman missing at sea after her husband reported she fell overboard. This is AP News. General Motors is recalling more than 270,000 Chevrolet Malibus.
This includes model years 2023 through 2025. The recall is due to a rear-view camera issue that may cause the screen to display a distorted or blank image, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. GM says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries related to the issue. Dealers will replace the rear-view camera for free, and notification letters are set to be mailed starting May 18th. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Matt Damon, Will Ferrell, and Paul McCartney will help close out the Saturday Night Live season, with Olivia Rodrigo hosting and performing May 2nd. It marks Rodrigo's hosting debut and third time as musical guest. Damon will host May 9th. Ferrell will host the 51st season finale May 16th, marking his sixth time as host. He was also a cast member on the NBC show. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.